The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Five-hour energy. Go. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Against the AFC North, but you've got two games against the AFC North with Cincinnati. Again, remember that game was moved. I don't know if you're sitting around here looking at an old old ticket or an old schedule or something, but the game got flexed out, the first ever in the history of the NFL Thursday night game to get flexed. It got flexed to Sunday, so that game will be on Sunday. Also, the Dolphins game, which was originally scheduled for night, on Sunday night, December 29th, has been moved to a 4:05 kickoff. So all those things were announced yesterday, so don't get caught without knowing what's going on. And that Dolphins game is a home game, and we're still TBD on that last game of the season against the Baltimore Ravens, which could be a very, very meaningful game for Baltimore going into last week. And, you know, get a chance to play spoiler for the Browns in that situation. Obviously, the big story now for the last 3 weeks, or at least it seems like it could be the last 3 weeks, DTR will take over as a starting quarterback. At least that's what all the reports are saying from yesterday. And you kind of got
DTR is saying himself.
Yeah, well, I still never know until that coach actually says it. I'm just saying. I would think if he's saying it, though, he better be right. Otherwise, he's going to be
called into the principal's office.
Yes. So, and I know we got some folks that want to talk about this. Mike is in Hinckley. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good. Just trying to figure it out. Is this the right thing to do, DTR?
You know, I listen to you guys all the time. It always sounds like you're having fun. Good information. I love you guys.
Thank you.
But we've got a problem with quarterback. So we know, right, correct me if I'm wrong, we know that the general manager, the coaching staff, is not really making the decisions when it comes to who comes into the building. But after they get in the building, who's the quarterback's coach? Do we have one? Is he any good?
Kevin Stefanski runs the show.
And Ken Dorsey was a quarterback.
I know, but we don't like we're making progress. It doesn't seem like we are.
Kevin's done a nice job with a variety of quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson hasn't been one of them.
No, you're right. You're right. Exactly right. We had a quarterback last year for, like, what, six games?
And Chad O'Shea is the pass game coordinator, so I don't know if they technically – is that where you're going? He's also the wide receivers coach, though, too. So,
I don't know. As an organization, it doesn't seem like we have football people
Ashton
making
Grant
decisions
too,
about the starting quarterback. So my point is, I just think ownership is too involved. Let the guys that know the game hire the people they want to play. So,
Mike, you're making an assumption there that a lot of people have made that I can't disagree with, but there's no way you bring in Deshaun Watson unless ownership either.
No,
at the very least, they have to sign off on it, so they have to approve it.
Yeah, I think we're done with him. I think we are. So who we got left in the room? We got DTR, which, you know, we don't know, really. He's played 100, you guys said 140 games or something.
Snaps.
You got Jameis, yeah, and you've got Bailey Zappi, who started in New England for a handful of games.
So we got two left to try. Not going to be Watson, not going to be Winston. So we got to coach those two left to maybe make a couple of wins here.
Yep.
To let us look forward to next year. That's all I'm saying.
All righty. Thank you, Mike. It is kind of convoluted on, you know, like someone says, well, who's the actual quarterback's coach, right? And so, I mean, technically it's Ashton Gray is listed as the quarterback's coach. But then you've got, you know, your head coach is an offensive guy. Your offensive coordinator is a former quarterback. And then you've also got two pass game coordinators. One wide receiver, one tight end, Tommy Rees and Chad O'Shea. This team has a lot of coaches. There's no question about that. Didn't we figure out at one point they have a coach for every starter.
Three or four players or something.
One for every starter.
They're not alone, Andy. NFL teams are just loaded with coaches.
I am going to be really interested to see how many coaches Bill Belichick has. Because remember, I mean, his staffs at New England were like him
smaller
and his
than
kids.
Most. Yeah, smaller.
Him,
than
his kids, and the next coach of reference to be up for the next job, right? How often did that happen? All the time.
It was like when Larry Bird was the head coach of the Indiana Pacers. While most other teams seemed to have four, five, six assistant coaches, Larry had two.
Yeah. You need an offensive and a defensive guy. That's it, right? For NBA?
We're just two guys. You know, in theory, you should be able to coach it all, shouldn't you?
As long as you have some people to do some rebounding and throw some passes in every once in a while, someone's got to roll the ball rack in, too, in the NBA.
That's usually the way that works.
It's a very, very important gig in that situation. Do we have anything else we need to know about DTR? Can you help me out a little bit?
Well,
more?
Andy, I got stuff all day.
Well, I'm just, you are the man on this. So
you want more?
Yeah, give me some more.
Time to get reacquainted with Dorian Thompson Robinson on Baskin and Phelps.
I had mentioned DTR wasn't the starter in high school until his senior year because Tate Martell was. And the guy ended up at Ohio State and then Miami. So DTR played wide receiver. As a junior, and I mentioned all those guys who went to the NFL,
you
know, and Cedric Tillman, Jalen Naylor, mm-hmm. and Brevin Jordan. Mm-hmm. DTR was actually the third leading receiver on that team his junior year. He caught 22 balls, 397 yards, and 8 touchdowns. Cedric Tillman was the 6th leading receiver on the team. 8 catches for 73 yards.
Maybe he's going to play wide receiver this
week. I don't know. Maybe he's going to start at wide receiver.
Maybe this is all kind of, well, DTR is going to start. Start where? Oh, at wide receiver.
And Elijah Moore is going to start at quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin, you got us good on this one. You got us good.
So DTR was a pretty good wide receiver, which is nice.
Let me throw this one at you. You ready?
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins benched. Any interest? Do you want him here?
In what?
In him being the quarterback here next year. They could figure that out. I'd love to see the math Olympics
up,
on that to make
to
it happen.
Deeper but thinkers than us.
Just as a football player, would you want him here? Forget about the money, if the money didn't matter.
Can I have Kirk Cousins before like the last 6 or 7 games?
No. You get what you're getting.
You know what Kirk Cousins has been doing like crazy, Andy?
I know you're going to say it. Go ahead and say it.
Throwing interceptions.
Yeah, we're getting good at that around here.
He's been throwing interceptions like crazy. Here's the thing. If there's anybody in the league who knows Kirk Cousins fairly well, it's Kevin Stefanski.
Right.
And if Kevin thinks that Kirk Cousins is a better option than anything else here, then you're darn right I want him. And if Kevin doesn't think he's a better option than anything else here, then no, I don't want him. Because you're gonna have to figure out a way to make that work. Falcons for this year, are you sitting, Andy?
Huh?
This, according to Pro Football Talk, are paying Cousins $62.5 million. He has a, yeah, exactly. For next year, Cousins has a fully guaranteed $27.5 million. With another $10 million that becomes fully guaranteed in 2026 on the fifth day of the 2025 league year. But as Mike Florio points out, as starting quarterbacks go, that $27.5 million that he's guaranteed for next year is less than the top of the current market for quarterbacks because it was all front-loaded.
Do you think they could get Penix? Do you think Penix can get them? They play the Giants.
I don't know. Have
the Commanders idea. And the Panthers.
I don't have any idea.
I'm just saying, Tampa's only 8-6 in that NFC South.
They obviously think there's an issue. So.
Yeah. I mean, they're still at 7-7. They still have a strong chance of overtaking Tampa if they can beat.
Well, sure they do.
They just beat the Raiders. They lost four in a row before that. Imagine if they would have just pulled out their game against the Saints that they lost by three. Now the other games they got walloped. Broncos.
Jameis has thrown 12 or 9 interceptions in the last four games, right? But he's thrown a bunch of touchdown passes too.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Cousins had that big game against Dallas back in early November.
Yeah, they put 27 on.
And they've played 5 games since, and he has 1 touchdown pass and 9 interceptions.
And 1 win.
So he's basically on the same path that Jameis has been on. But he's also recovering from an Achilles, and he's not young. I sincerely mean this. If Kevin Stefanski thinks, okay, another year out from the Achilles, he's going to be much, much better. And Cousins apparently has a no-trade clause, which I don't know if he'd be willing to waive. And I say that for this reason. His in-laws live in the Atlanta area. And it's one of the reasons, from all accounts, that he signed with the Falcons, that plus all that guaranteed money, $62 million this year. And he moved his family to Atlanta. Well, if you're an NFL player and you get all that money guaranteed and you're coming off a torn Achilles and you're in your late 30s and your wife's from Atlanta and your in-laws are in Atlanta, why would you want to leave Atlanta? Unless you think you still want to be a starting quarterback and you have something to prove at the age of, 37?
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So are you saying you'd retire? What would you do if you were him?
I'm the backup, and I'm getting paid $27.5 million, and my kids are with their grandparents, and my wife's happy, and I got more money in the bank because I've been the most well-paid quarterback in the history of the game for being the most opportunistic guy ever. That guy's been so opportunistic. All those franchise tags they put on him in Washington. Maybe Kirk Cousins just says, you know what, I'm good. Maybe he does. I doubt it because that's not the way starting quarterbacks are programmed. They're not wired that way. But maybe he could. Happy wife, happy life.
True that.
And you're not going to get a whole lot happier than $62 million guaranteed this year, are you?
No.
I mean,
hold the clipboard and then maybe even make the playoffs and get a little bit more there too. If Penix can get you a win or two here. Right?
I don't know.
All right, let's do this. Let's bring Andrew Siciliano in next. Don't forget, Kevin Stefanski coming up at noon. What will he say about the quarterback situation? You will find out in less than an hour right here. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.